Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Joined us today. My name is Ken Page.
And I'm Dr. Nancy Nestor. We have a great topic for this week's show. It's called Symbols to the Past. For those of you who'd like to know who we are or read more about the work that we do, please visit our website, www.kenpage.com.
Symbols are probably the most important thing we can share with you because it actually ties in with all information from higher self to our past, to how we initiate recognition with our higher parts of our mind. Symbols are a key or a gate.
And we're going to give credit to Carl Jung, who helped to establish the value that our unconscious world can have as being infinitely richer and vastly much more informative than we could have in the conscious realm of our everyday reality. Because he did an extensive study and lots of research about dreams, and he gave us what he called the keys to the language of our unconsciousness, and those keys are symbols. So why is the communication with our unconscious mind, why does it have so much value? Well, our unconscious realm is recognized as being the largest part of our total being. No, that's our total being. That includes our higher self, our conscious mind, our unconscious mind, all of that. The unconscious is actually the larger part, not the conscious mind. We're always growing and we're always expanding to being more than what we are. I mean, that's the goal that all of us have, right? So our unconscious can provide us with a rich source of guidance that we can't get from anyplace else. The information that resides within our unconscious gives us knowledge about who we are or what our life purpose is. And when we have a direct communication from and with our unconscious, then our life can become intimately connected with the collective consciousnesses. And we've talked before about collective consciousness. So most of the communication through our higher self is available through symbols or stories from those symbols. On a conscious level, our conscious mind can understand the importance of stories because we listen to them, and then we evaluate their messages, whether it's good or bad. Well, the stories from our unconscious usually reveal to us a theme for our life, or a theme of where we're going, or a theme of where we've been, and it uses a type of communication that incorporates symbols. So there's lots of symbols that are common to all mankind. We've got quite a number of different symbols that represent different things, and many individuals will have stars or squares or circles or triangles or third eyes or different types of symbols. Oh, and later in the program, make sure you stay tuned, we're going to give you a visualization so that you can get your own important, powerful symbols so that you can access this gate or doorway, because that's what a symbol is. We're talking about it being a key to our unconscious mind, and the unconscious mind communication with the higher self is the doorway to what we also call living light language.
Well, just think about this. If the creative force or God source, however we call it, how does it communicate with you? Does it have multi-languages? Does it have, is it prepared for young people, old people? How can it communicate? What if it communicates with symbols or geometry? And when this geometry comes to you, it's actually information. So this is the beginning of how we are actually communicating with our higher self or our creative self.
See, whether we notice it or not, personal symbols are part of the process of our own human evolution, and they always contribute to our efforts to fulfill the whole of our very potential, because they concentrate especially on the parts that we're ready to fully own at that moment. See, when we're doing heart and soul healing sessions, people are in an altered state, and our clients have given us lots of information that indicate that there are symbols that contain certain universal patterns that everybody shares. It doesn't matter what culture they're from or heritage or area. And these patterns and symbols are the, as we said earlier, the doorways or the keys to the information that's held within the higher consciousness or the unconscious of our higher self. So many of our clients, sometimes there are people that are living in a similar area, and they'll all report similar symbols. Well, it's as if they're all connected to a similar mission or a similar cause. They don't know each other, and sometimes they could live even, you know, 1,000 miles apart from each other, but they'll all begin to use common shapes like cross or stars or circles or squares. The connection seems to be with the symbol that they choose, not any other thing that we can tie it to, because they do have different heritage, they have different culture, they come from different backgrounds, they have different education, they live in different parts of different countries. But their similar description as to the meaning of the symbol was what we found the most extraordinary.
And it was always the same. And they didn't know about the symbol because we didn't share it. They just came up with it. So how about if a group of people in an area or a town all had similar symbols based on their past events? Their past, they were together. There was an event that happened. A symbol was put on the event or the consciousness of whatever happened, and they are now attracted to that symbol because they're connected to those people that were in their past.
See, lots of times an imprint acts as a direct connection with our future or our past. Symbols that we bring into this lifetime reflect those connections. And it doesn't matter what symbol it is. Your symbol is unique to you or your symbols. And usually there's two symbols that most people will have. So when we can recall these symbols, it can bring forth a lot of feelings or even emotions that associate or connect with the meaning that we uniquely will have about those symbols.
And lots of times we see these at when we're in power places or we're in some place on vacation or when we're in a church or some place that's spiritual or connected, and we'll see a symbol and all of a sudden we have an awakening of our conscious that gives us this information pertaining to that symbol or that vibration. We become in alignment with that vibration or that symbol that takes us to that memory, that takes us to that information, and we change.
See, sometimes we can be confused about an issue that is giving us a lot of challenges, or we can be under physical stress, and then there'll be a symbol or something will trigger within us, and all of a sudden we'll have a connection, we'll have another awareness within ourselves. Because what happens is that symbol triggers and helps us understand the meaning of that personal symbol. We discover, and then we get to focus our attention on why we're here and how we can make a difference in our society or our culture. Some people will even report making a more collective connection with their environment. So a personal connection to an individual symbol can have a great meaning for us because our higher self connects and communicates directly with our conscious and our unconscious world without the influence or the necessity for any kind of interpreter, and that's by using symbol.
And I think one of the greatest challenges I find when people ask me about their higher self is when you ask your higher self for information, what is your higher self going to give you? Is it going to give you a little bit of information, or is it going to give you every single thing it knows about that vibration? And does that overwhelm us? Or are we ready for that much information? See, higher self doesn't give you just a little information. It gives you everything. We actually filter out most of it and only get a little of it. And then we're looking for the rest.
So you didn't realize that when you ask a question of your higher self is going to give you all the information related to that question, because there's a lot of information. The conscious mind cannot accept or possibly even expand itself to take in all of the information at the same time. Besides, we only asked one question. We only want one answer. It's like having a giant computer bank suddenly download all these program files and huge big folders and lots of files within each folder. We've got to sort through the ones that we want, and then we go through them one by one. When we're ready, more information comes in.
But think of our mind as 100 computers. That's our ability to learn or to pick up information. What if it is actually picking up that information and we are actually becoming overwhelmed or traumatized by too much information? And that's why lots of times when we're on vacation or we're at some kind of, at the pyramids or wherever it is, or we're in a quieter mode, a more receptive mode to receive. When we have a lot of stress and a lot of things going on in our life, can we even pick up the subtleties of this kind of information?
See, the patterns within our unconscious mind, they're spontaneous. They're always natural, and they happen in response to an inquisitive probing. You know, when we go ahead and we ask, our conscious mind says, okay, I want to be clear about something, and I want to understand something, and I want to express something within myself, or I'm doing inner awareness work. And so we ask a question. Well, that pattern within our unconscious becomes natural, spontaneous, and we might have a symbol. The conscious mind may not be able to explain by common sense or common feelings, but the experience itself is very real for us. And the release that we find when we have that symbol, when we go into, as Ken just said, a sacred place, and maybe it's a pyramid, and we get downloaded and we have this vibration that comes over us and we say, oh, wow, I know everything about this, and how come I know this, and I always knew this. Duh, we kind of go. We wonder where all that's come from. The release of information into us is very real, and the new awareness, the new consciousness that we feel is also very, very real. But our unconscious contains an unlimited array of symbols. Those are patterns that can come forth as thoughts or different feelings, and even acts and situations are also ways of expressing symbolic patterns for us.
And so each of you know we've always had certain symbols in our life that have been meaningful, such as the cross when we first started with religion, or certain types of the pyramid or a triangle or different things. They have been always in our life. Therefore, we've been in certain vibrations and haven't allowed other vibrations. It's similar to ideas. Once you get an idea and you start believing that idea, and that is the realm of your reality, can you receive any other idea? It actually filters out. Your ideas filter out any other information, and that's all you receive is what your ideas are.
But see, when we limit ourselves by just living in a world that's exclusive to the conscious interpretation, in other words, only what my eyes see and what my ears hear and what's conscious and what we think is real in our world, and we reject messages from our unconscious, then we literally bind ourselves up in the rigid laws of conscious, logical life interpretations. You know, I only know what I know, what I think I know. Well, to our conscious mind, any thought that appears to be less than logical then becomes a feeling, and that feeling is unresolved or unfulfilled. When we invalidate a thought, a feeling, or an intuitive instinct from our unconscious mind, that could begin an uncertainty of fear. And so when we get a symbol that we previously rejected, it could compound that fear and then begin a distorted interpretation. And if that perpetuates itself, we learn to transfer uncertain expression onto the symbol, and so we reject the symbol itself. And then we're really confused because none of this makes any sense on any level. So if we can not repress or reject any symbols, but just learn to explore them, then our law of logic still allows us to have thought. When we can introduce ourselves to that heightened state of awareness, we have an opportunity to release all those thoughts that were frozen because we said, oh, can't accept it, have to reject it.
See, we feel more comfortable with our own ideas, our own reality, and not allowing anything new in it. Therefore, it won't change the reality I have today or what I have created today. I don't allow any more information into my world, and I'm fine with that, except there's a part of you trying to discover the different things about life and who you are, what you are, how you can think more, understand more. So there's a part of you working against yourself, and that's the part that we get angry at. And some people get so frustrated and so angry at themselves for not allowing themselves to receive any new information.
So I know we've mentioned some different types of symbols earlier in the show, and so let's just go ahead and mention what some of our clients have said about some of the meanings of some of the symbols. And one of the most popular ones is the square. And the square, this is different people who don't know each other, and they all relate the same information to the same symbol. The square seems to represent an entry or a passage. And it seems to be a way of leaving or entering the earth dimension at night. So most of the time when individuals accept or understand that, oh, this is the meaning for my symbol, the square, then they can integrate that into their connections or space travel even.
Well, that would be also connecting to their dream time. When you start really relating to a symbol, does that start to become part of your dream? And if you add a symbol to your dream, it might change the whole dream time, a whole reality to something else.
So now the circle is a symbol that represents when you leave your original place of origin or when you enter into a manifestation on this planet. In other words, when you left where you were, where you came from, and when you first came to Earth or when you first began your physical life. And that information, that's what that means about the circle symbol, provides access to the beginning of the holographic imprint of self, higher self and lower self. So this brings a knowingness and a really wide dimension to their purpose of why I'm here. Renewed communication with the unconscious and the conscious mind actually activates a greater psychic identity for all of us. Because when our unconscious and our conscious become connected, we can recognize that we're moving on a parallel plane. Symbols are interpreted while we're in a heightened state of awareness or an altered state or in our dream state. And those are our bridge between the different planes of reality, the different planes of awareness. And they can help us uncover the forgotten knowledge. You know, all knowledge, as we said earlier, we have all the knowledge within ourselves. Our brains have the equivalent capacity of thousands of computer banks. So all this knowledge is there. All we have to do is unlock it. And that's what a symbol can do. It's the key, the doorway that can unlock something. Now, there's another symbol that many individuals began to say was terrible, and that was a swastika. Well, the original word swastika is a Sanskrit word. I mean, it's an ancient Sanskrit word. And it comes from the meaning for good, the meaning for being, and ka, which was a suffix meaning that said all is well. So originally, it was a symbol that represented a descent of higher self into physical self. Most people today just associate the swastika with Hitler and the Holocaust and World War II, but the swastika is on, it's actually a reversed swastika, and it's on the ancient Tibetan Buddha right on his robes, and it was hundreds of years old.
But is that why Hitler picked it? What if you pick a symbol that has been very powerful and very enlightened, and all of a sudden you reverse it a little bit, give it a different kind of vibration, and all of a sudden you have all the power with it, and it becomes a very focal point for your intention. So symbols can also be something we can add to manifest our creation.
So let's, here's another one. Here's a triangle. What about a triangle? Well, the symbol of a triangle commonly connects clients with visions of spaceships and grid formations that talk about space travel. So like a highway forms a grid for road travel. And then there's crosses or hearts or stars. Sometimes those are common insignias that we've had individuals in altered states say, well, that was on my uniform, or it was on my back, or it was a patch that I had on my hat. Indicate group connections. So when our feelings are anchored into our symbols, an emotional awakening can take place. So what we're going to do when we come back is we're going to talk more about symbols, and also remember to stay tuned because we're going to give you an easy visualization so you can get your own symbols.
So we're going to be taking a short break and we'll be right back.
If you would like free information and tips on healing and creating on how to stay energetically clear and live your daily life feeling safe in every place and in all situations, then visit www.kenpage.com. Browse through thousands of pages, free books, including the best-selling The Way It Works, together with hundreds of articles and newsletters, all providing timely information on the continuing shift in the consciousness of our planet. From helping your animal friends to releasing the emotion of rage, www.kenpage.com is your source for information to heal old emotional patterns, release old karma, and feel free. Find all this and more about Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor at www.kenpage.com. You can also contact them through office@kenpage.com.
What does HealthyLife.net and Amazon.com have in common? Well, they're both available on the Internet. They both give great value. But most important, most of our positive program hosts and guests are accomplished authors. And their books are available from, you got it, Amazon.com. Now, it even gets better than that. Because when you're listening on air to a HealthyLife.net host or guest, you can go directly to Amazon.com and you can order your book while you're still listening to your favorite HealthyLife.net program. So when you hear an author you like, go to the homepage of HealthyLife.net and click on Amazon.com.
Most people seek the services of different healers for things such as removing energy blocks, past life regression, and emotional pattern freedom. These healing and clearing techniques are only a part of a heart and soul healing session. Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor of www.kenpage.com are the foremost authorities in spirit releasement and transforming energy patterns. Ken and Nancy have worked in almost 50,000 one-on-one healing sessions around the world. If you would like to remove old energy, release old ways of being, and feel free, you might want to visit www.kenpage.com and read how you can benefit from a heart and soul healing session. Discover how you can quiet the chatter in your mind and communicate with your higher self. Schedule a telephone or in-person session with Ken Page or Dr. Nancy Nestor by email to office@kenpage.com or call 1-706-219-1319, 1-706-219-1319. HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Welcome back to The Way It Works. Today we've been talking about symbols and how they are the keys to information or vibrations.
And now we're going to give you a very short visual. Well, it's not that short. We're going to give you a visualization so that you can get your own symbols. So now if you're doing something while you're listening to this show, like driving, it's not a good time. You can just listen and come back to plugging in on the archive.
Yeah, but they probably aren't driving with their computer on, so.
Well, they might have it running in their car. We never know.
Okay.
But if you're, or you're listening in your office and you didn't want to close your eyes and go into this, you can always find this, of course, on the archives here at HealthyLife.net.
Go ahead.
Okay. Oh, you want me to go ahead and do it?
Yeah, I want you to go ahead and do it.
All right. So now we're going to go on a little journey. So that you can pick up your symbols. Close your eyes.
Now, it'd probably be good if you had some paper and pencil, if you had it around, so you could write these symbols down, but it's okay if you don't. I'm sorry, Nancy.
That's okay. All right, now just close your eyes. Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth and settle in so that you are comfortable. And as you listen to my voice, just let yourself begin to relax. Take another deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. Just simply notice thoughts and feelings and sensations as your mind begins to experience quiet and calm and that little awareness that's within you. So now I call upon my guides and my angels to be here. I call upon your guides and angels to be here now. May everything be the way that you wish it to be. We ask them to support you in the highest and most spiritual way. We're also going to call upon any guides or angels that now have information for us to be present. We're going to call upon the dolphins and the whales to be here, to spin clear nets of light around us, nets of love and truth and balance and protection. Now, all of us imagine in different ways. Some of us see, some of us feel, some of us hear. However your information comes to you, it's perfect. Just remember, the first thing that will come into your mind anytime I ask you a question. So now I'm going to take you on a journey to a beautiful place, a spiritual place, a safe place. Imagine you're walking on a beach. It's a beautiful beach. You're the only one there. You're just walking along the shore. It's a beautiful day. The sun is shining. You can feel the warmth on your body. You can hear the waves as they move in and out. And there are many colors of blue and white. Colors of blue down in the water and up in the sky. And colors of white up in the clouds and down in the sea foam. Most important, there's a beautiful color that's all around you. This color is magnetic, vibrant, almost alive. It's a very special color, perhaps the most brilliant and beautiful color that you've ever seen. This color gets brighter and brighter, and you realize this is the color of you, of your essence, the color of who you are, the color of your connection to God or Source. And as you enter this color, it will begin to touch and illuminate every cell of your being, raising your vibration, aligning you with who you are, as you are closely touching God or Source. You also realize that this color has its own filtering device. Nothing else can come into this sacred place. Nothing else. And as you move further into the color, you enter the most magnificent dome, a beautiful dome of continuous crystal. The floor is light marble. And as you walk to the center of the dome and you look up, the ceiling's going to be over 100 feet high. And now, walk to the center of the dome. And a chair moves up, right up out of the ground, almost out of the floor. It's a special chair. Fits the contours of your body. And as you're able, now you can sit down and relax. Very comfortable. You're very safe here. And as you are there relaxing, you realize that you are able to see holographically. Holographically think. Holographically be. That's what you're moving into. Your linear consciousness is shifting. You can see three-dimensionally. You look around. You see all the different ways, the different paths that you could take to go anywhere you needed or anywhere you'd like to go. Holographic thinking is a way of teaching, of learning, and of being. Now, as you're sitting there in your chair, thinking about some of the things I may have said to you, there is a symbol, a shape, or an object Something appears at the base of your feet. As I softly clap my hands, something will pop right into your mind. What's the first symbol that comes into your mind? What color is it? How does it feel? Now your chair moves automatically. Moves to the left. A quarter of a turn. And there's a second symbol that pops into your mind. What color is it? How does that one feel? I just want you to notice how relaxed and how comfortable you are. Remember how easy it is to get to this place. This is a safe and a sacred place within your own mind and your own being. You can come here anytime you choose. Your body, mind, and spirit will remember this place very easily. All that you have to do to come back is to ask your body to be there. And it will easily, automatically, and effortlessly enter into this state. Whenever you choose to, you'll be able to re-enter and ask yourself anything you want. Your heart knows all the answers. You are worthy of your own love. There's only one reality you know. Honor this wisdom. Be fully present. Believe in yourself. Love and trust the being you are. You now have the wisdom and the knowledge of how to talk with your higher self, your true soul self.
So now what I'd like you to do is to write these symbols down, draw them, and what you want to do is you might put what color it is and get them ready. And we're now going to take a short break, but you draw these symbols and anything you felt or sensed or aware of, just jot down those notes, okay?
And we'll talk about that when we get back.
www.kenpage.com is your source for books, DVDs, and CDs that provide information to create your own safe space. Books such as the bestseller, The Way It Works, offering the basics on energy and providing necessary groundwork for the dynamics of daily life. The Heart of Soul Healing, which was 18 years in the making and is the training guide for a 9-day intensive course. The Art of Transference, Healing Through Compassion, which includes 8 full-color charts depicting the soul's evolution. Learn to help your animal friends with DVDs that provide techniques to develop empathetic connections and demonstrate how to clear, balance, and heal animals. The Art of Heaven on Earth, a DVD weekend workshop, and the Living Light Breath DVD to help you be less reactive are available together with CDs of Sacred Toning and Holographic Healing by Ken Page. Visit www.kenpage.com to locate products to help you heal your life and those you love.
A good life is essential, and that's why I listen to HealthyLife.net. And for nutritional support for me and my family, my business goes to HealthyLife.net affiliate, GNC LiveWell. It's the trusted name in the vitamin and supplement industry. And that's essential when you're the one responsible for your good health and the well-being of your family. GNC LiveWell has a multitude of convenient locations near you and is always open on the internet at GNC.com. GNC LiveWell. The name says it all.
Heart and Soul Healing is a way to energetically release old emotions that trigger patterns today. Both Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor offer workshops throughout the year in many locations around the world. Visit KenPage.com for a complete calendar of events. Create your own heaven on earth by attending one of their events with topics such as staying healthy in an unhealthy world, conscious creation from the heart, relationships and the modalities of communication, and more. You can also attend their all-encompassing 9-day intensive course where you are provided with all the tools to free yourself from your past. During this intensive, you learn the wisdom from your ancient mystery schools and find out firsthand how to expand your awareness. This is the most comprehensive course about oneness, compassion, consciousness, and energy on the planet today. Whether it's a workshop, lecture, or course that you're interested in, find it all at www.kenpage.com.
Web Radio for your life.
HealthyLife.net.
Today we've been talking about symbols and how they are the keys to unlock information and knowledge. In our last segment, we helped you to get your own symbols. Now, what's important that you go ahead and redo these when you have time, but put them on take a full piece of paper and divide it into quarters and cut it up, and each symbol is on each quarter, and you're only looking at one symbol. Then after you get the symbol drawn and the color, then I want you to hold it up about 6 inches in front of your eyes. I want you to focus on the symbol and just allow it to be a part of you, and focus for about 2 or 3 minutes just on the symbol, and then close your eyes, and it will take you to a place or a time in your mind that has information. Now, this is very important because this is what you've been looking for. This has the secrets that you need to know, or secrets about you. It has a part of you that you've been looking for. And, again, do that on both those symbols. And, again, you can go back to that place and find other symbols at other times. Or if there's other symbols that you're aware of that are significant to you, or you have been writing down or drawing on a sketch pad for a long time, put those symbols and then focus on them and then let them take you back to that time and place.
Each of us has to have a meaningful intention and a purpose here on Earth. That's our whole question as we go through life. Why am I here? Why am I here? What am I supposed to be doing? Well, the recognition of our purpose and our intention, that comes to our unconscious realm by the use of our creative imagination. And that symbol, probably the first symbol that you got, is an important key to fulfilling your need for your quest and your mission to find your sacred self. So as you keep going and you keep studying your symbols, you'll move into an expanded level of awareness. And then your process is defined. You know, we depart, we seek, we find fulfillment, we return. Because, like it or not, we all face the process of change and detachment from a previous state of consciousness. Just when you think your awareness and your consciousness is, and you're comfortable with it, you know, it's what we've talked about before, you're watching things on a 12-inch TV screen or a 13-inch TV screen, and suddenly someone hands you a 19-inch. And you say, wow, this is really great. And then you get comfortable with that. Well, your symbols can take you to a heightened and more expanded level of awareness. Suddenly you're watching a 32-inch. What about a 60-inch? These transitions are different stages, and sometimes these rites of passage accompany every change or transition that we undertake in our life. We have to seek. We have to involve an experience of entering a different state. Maybe it's not even knowing who we really are some days. We're no longer what we used to be, and yet we haven't fully accepted who we're becoming. So we're not here, and we're not there yet. And so we recognize ourselves in a new way, eventually, and that is added to our connection in our known conscious reality. So that expanded awareness can be a little bumpy along the ride sometimes. The personal significance of our own symbols is the necessary identification that we can use profoundly to help ourselves change.
Okay, so are you going to talk about this anymore about this? So let's go right into living light language, okay? Because I think it's going to take part of this in the next segment to really talk about that.
Yeah, we teach living light language in all of our workshops, and this is something that we show people how to do. And in the last segment, we are going to give you how to do living light language. But this is what we call creative energetic geometry. We've coined living light language because that's exactly what it is. It's always available, surrounds us all the time, and in order to work consciously in this vibration and to access the knowledge of the Akashic Records or Source, then we can close our eyes and put our fingertips on the outer edge of each eyelid. Well, what is living light language? There are sheets of geometry that contain billions of answers to every question we've ever asked.
So let's say the first thing we want to do, besides getting information, we want to balance the right brain, left brain, okay? So they are one. Whenever you are really, really upset, you've probably gone to left brain or right brain, and you're not balanced. So this is the way to balance the right brain, left brain, but it's also a way to access the living light language.
So the sheets of geometry that we get in living light language, our minds normally receive information in these geometric forms, whether we're conscious of it or not. And the experience of that information can become actually holographic. One of the things that we've realized over the years is that the Akashic records are losing their physical or their linear form. Now, some of you have heard of the Akashic records. They encompass all consciousness and reflect all creation in this dimension. And the reason we say that they're losing their physical or linear form is because the records themselves are becoming fluid.
As we become fluid.
We've been suggesting that people work with being more fluid than solid, and we already know that we're 75 to 80% liquid, and if we can think of ourselves as more liquid and less solid, it allows us to be less reactive to energy, because energy can't associate with something as and attach itself to us, so to speak, or projections can't, if we are more liquid than solid. When we become more liquid, and as we become more fluid, the Akashic records in this dimension are losing their form. The records themselves are actually becoming fluid right along with us. But that also means that we are losing our connection to the past and the future, because that's what the Akashic records have been. They are the records of everything that happened in the past and supposedly the records of everything that happened in the future. Well, if we are becoming fluid to facilitate our movement through times of change, and the Akashic records reflect not only what's happening to us but also what's happening to all consciousness, then the Akashic records are losing their form. They don't really begin to exist anymore.
See, if we don't need our past to define us, and we are more than our past, then they have to change. The problem is, the past are parts of things that we have created or been a part of, and they won't let us go, and that we are a part of them, and we have the ability to change them. So that's all just parts of our evolution and parts of how we are evolving. But when we become aware that we have created our past, we can change our past. So now we're going to take a short break, and then when we get back, we'll show you how to access the living light language.
Be right back.
Most people seek the services of different healers for things such as removing energy blocks, past life regression, and emotional pattern freedom. These healing and clearing techniques are only a part of a heart and soul healing session. Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor of www.kenpage.com are the foremost authorities in spirit releasement and transforming energy patterns. Ken and Nancy have worked in almost 50,000 one-on-one healing sessions around the world. If you would like to remove old energy, release old ways of being, and feel free, you might want to visit www.kenpage.com and read how you can benefit from a heart and soul healing session. Discover how you can quiet the chatter in your mind and communicate with your higher self. Schedule a telephone or in-person session with Ken Page or Dr. Nancy Nestor by email to office@kenpage.com or call 1-706-219-1319 1-706-219-1319
Attention Kmart shoppers. Now you get Kmart on HealthyLife.net. Kmart carries over 70,000 items like Martha Stewart's Everyday Products, Apparel by Jacqueline Smith, Joe Boxer, Route 66, Appliances, Jewelry, and more. everything you need. Plus, you'll get exciting weekly promotions. Go to HealthyLife.net's homepage and click on Kmart, and then you're there. And you even avoided the crowds.
If you would like free information and tips on healing and creating on how to stay energetically clear and live your daily life feeling safe in every place and in all situations, then visit www.kenpage.com. Browse through thousands of pages, free books, including the best-selling The Way It Works, together with hundreds of articles and newsletters, all providing timely information on the continuing shift in the consciousness of our planet. From helping your animal friends to releasing the emotion of rage, www.kenpage.com is your source for information to heal old emotional patterns, release old karma, and feel free. Find all this and more about Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor at www.kenpage.com. You can also contact them through office@kenpage.com.
The Bright Side of Talk, HealthyLife.net.
Today we've been talking about symbols being keys and how to access this information and, of course, the living line language.
And before we give you the technique that we call activating living light language so that you can receive more geometry and even more symbols, we were talking about the Akashic Records and how they are becoming fluid just as we are, and so they're losing their form because actually... Isn't it true? Life as we know it is beginning to collapse. Physical consciousness, structures of society are all losing their form. And the connection to the past. Because we don't need the past anymore. We don't want to associate with the past anymore. We want something different. We want change. And since we're connected to the Akashic Records, as they become fluid, we have to change and we have to flow with them. So karma and dharma are dissolving as the Akashic Records change. And as this occurs, it's affecting all consciousness everywhere. So it's no wonder that symbols accessing our, the information that is within our higher self and the living light language are so important for us to be able to stay within ourselves, to continue looking for more information and to continue our expanded awareness.
So now I'm going to go ahead and show you how to see living light language or to balance the right brain, left brain until we have a one mind. So what I want you to do is close your eyes and put your fingers on the corner or just the sides of your eyeballs, okay? But be very gentle. You don't have to hurt yourself. And close your eyes. And then I want you to focus right ahead about 2 or 3 inches between your eyes.
Now your eyes are closed.
Eyes are closed. You're touching your right eye, left eye, putting a little pressure on your eyeballs, but focus about 3 inches between your eyes. And as you look out, if you have different patterns in one eye or the other eye, keep focusing to the middle till the patterns become one.
Now, before you see the patterns, you may just see colors. And just allow the colors to come. Remember, you're touching the outer, upper edge of each eyelid.
And they're very muted, or they're kind of dark, or they're kind of shadow, so don't look for such vivid colors.
Right.
But just kind of, maybe look at a light, and you can see just the patterns that get them neutral to where they're both, and both sides of the eye, you see the same. Now, what I want you to do is, once you've done that, then I want you to focus out farther than 3 inches. Just focus out. And in that kind of darkness or those shadows, there actually is geometry. So as you see a little color or a little light...
Or a shape.
A shape. There actually is geometry in that shape. And it has been coming to you all along. We just haven't been aware of it. Now, they're teeny, teeny bits of geometry. They're almost like a speck on a pin. So it's very small, but all of a sudden you realize that there are sheets or there is so much information coming into your mind that it's almost amazing. And if you're not in a place of just allowing the information to come in or the knowing or being one with the knowing, then it actually interferes and you go back to a right brain or left brain. Now, whenever you're not feeling well, you want to balance right brain, left brain. First thing, it will take you about it'll take you about 3 minutes. And you can also do it with one hand on your eyes, using your thumb and your fingers to touch the eyeballs. If you were doing that at work or someplace where you're just trying to not look too weird.
See, all you're wanting to do to balance the right and left side of the brain is when you begin to see the colors or the shapes in each corner of the eyes, you'll keep focusing until they begin to align themselves. And then once the patterns, whatever you're seeing, in both eyes match, then the right and left sides of your brain are balanced. So then after that, once the right and left sides of your brain are balanced, then the sheets of geometric shapes are going to be seen coming towards you, almost like a wall. And that's when you stay focused, stay open, and you watch sheet after sheet of this geometry come to you. That's what we call living light language.
Now, you need to practice this, okay? Like anything else, you got to practice. Now, sometimes I'm really feeling antsy or anxiety, I will check in, and all of a sudden, all the symbols are in neon, and their geometry is just in neon, and they're coming toward me in every different kinds of shape, and it's actually information. And it's a download of information that's actually changing my reality, which makes me feel uncomfortable. Because I'm not in control anymore. I'm receiving information that is changing my awareness.
See, every major event that's occurred here on Earth has been associated in some way by a symbol or a geometric shape. Even when we were part of Creator watching and we weren't here experiencing, the vibration of that symbol or geometric shape is what is represented by any type of event that's occurred on Earth, and usually it's a cultural or a traumatic event. And during our life experiences, when we come upon one of our symbols, all the information that's downloaded becomes imprinted on us, and that knowing becomes a part of us, and so we have to change, because you can't unknow what you now know.
And just remember that once you get that information, you have the ability to know more than that symbol or that vibration. So it actually allows it to change or to transform. So we are actually transforming our past or what we were involved with our conscious awareness. So right now, so as you practice this, practice a few times, and then when you get ready to go to bed, have the room dark, okay, and no light coming in and no shadows coming in.
Oh, this is a fun thing to do when you have a partner with you.
Yeah. And so then close your eyes, put your fingers on the corner of your eyes, and to where you see the symbols, and they're very clear, and you'll see the symbols. And then once you get them in, they'll become lighter and lighter and lighter. I actually want to get them to where they're neon, but the lighter they are, then take your fingers off, open your eyes, and you'll actually see the symbols on the ceiling. And you're actually seeing what's in your head. So you're actually reviewing not just the symbols that were inside you, you're now projecting them onto the ceiling, and they'll start to move, and they start to change, and you'll start to see colors. And it was actually a pretty amazing experience.
Yeah, it's a fun night show when you've got two people in the same room at night looking up at the ceiling, and you can impress your partner with the colors that are up on the ceiling, because you do see them, and it's really cool to be able to do
that. And again, this is just a little bit of practice. Maybe you practice something 10 times. What is 10 times practicing something to become an expert at it and to start understanding the information that's coming to you?
So now you've got your symbols, and what Ken asked you to do was to meditate on them or look at them and really work with those symbols and ask yourself the questions of what does this mean for me, and be patient. You know, not everything happens instantly. Allow yourself to just be patient and gentle with yourself, and you will have fun expanding your awareness with your own symbols. Well, thanks so much for being with us today. We hope we've given you helpful information and, of course, food for thought. Listen in every Thursday, 12 noon Pacific time, 3 o'clock Eastern time. Everything you've heard on our show can be found on our website, kenpage.com. And if you email us, office@kenpage.com, we'll send you a free copy of the book, The Way It Works, to the first 10 people. We'd love to hear from you. Just provide your mailing address when you email.
This is The Way It Works, and my name is Ken Page, and thank you very much.
Heart and soul healing is a way to energetically release old emotions that trigger patterns today. Both Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor offer workshops throughout the year in many locations around the world. Visit KenPage.com for a complete calendar of events. Create your own heaven on earth by attending one of their events with topics such as staying healthy in an unhealthy world, conscious creation from the heart, relationships and the modalities of communication, and more. You can also attend their all-encompassing 9-day intensive course where you are provided with all the tools to free yourself from your past. During this intensive, you learn the wisdom from your ancient mystery schools and find out firsthand how to expand your awareness. This is the most comprehensive course about oneness, compassion, consciousness, and energy on the planet today. Whether it's a workshop, lecture, or course that you are interested in, find it all at www.kenpage.com. www.kenpage.com is your source for books, DVDs, and CDs that provide information to create your own safe space. Books such as the bestseller The Way It Works, offering the basics on energy and providing necessary groundwork for the dynamics of daily life. The Heart of Soul Healing, which was 18 years in the making and is the training guide for a 9-day intensive course. The Art of Transference, Healing Through Compassion, which includes 8 full-color charts depicting the soul's evolution. Learn to Help Your Animal Friends with DVDs that provide techniques to develop empathetic connections and demonstrate how to clear, balance, and heal animals. The Art of Heaven on Earth, a DVD weekend workshop, and the Living Light Breath DVD to help you be less reactive are available together with CDs of Sacred Toning and Holographic Healing by Ken Page. Visit www.kenpage.com to locate products to help you heal your life and those you love.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.